What do you call gravy that you make by adding water to ham grease?
I call it red gravy.
What do you call the liquid that people used to burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Plywood.
Did those used to run around here a while?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever catch any?
Oh, yeah. They used to catch me. Some run around here, but we have no fence law up here, too, because I can't survive.
Uh-huh. What do you call an itching soreness between somebody's toes?
Well, we call it laughing leg.
And what's now? Then there's something else, too, and I don't know if
they
it's
call it dew poison. And it used to when I was small.
When
we used
to get it when we was little.
Okay. And what was the one you said?
Athlete.
Yeah, what was the one you said, athlete?
Shoe poison. You know, you get it out, you know, like we growing up, we didn't know much what shoes was.
Yeah.
And, you know, out there barefooted, you know, and that poison would get, you know, like, maybe it had rain a long time, you know, poison, it did rain, the water would be poison on top of the ground, and you had a little scratch or something on your toes, or anything, you get irritated.
Uh-huh. What do you call homemade whiskey?
Well, they call it stump like a Lubbock lightning. It's got a lot of names right up here.
Stump liquor.
Call it a non-tax liquor is what most of the people call it.
Yeah, but you said now stump liquor, and then there was another one you said.
Well, Lubbock lightning, they call it.
And what do people call bad moonshine?
What they would just get the same name.
Rot gut.
Huh?
Rot gut.
Rot gut liquor, I guess, what they call it.
What toys?
For Christmas, a child would hope to get a lot of
toys.
Now, this next part has to do with word patterns. And what we're interested in is not necessarily what you learned in school, but just the way you ordinarily talk. If we were talking about reading a book, for instance, you might ask me, has the book been read? And the answer might be, yes, yesterday I read the book. So it'd all be the same thing. But now if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been
climbed?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday a boy
climbed a tree.
If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask, has the stump been
taken out of the field?
Now, if we're using the word dragging.
Dragging?
Yeah, so you say
ask to ever drag the stump out of the field.
Okay. And the answer might be, yes, yesterday we
dragged the stump out.
If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has the work already been?
Has the work already been started?
Now, talking about doing now.
Doing.
So you say, has it been
done yet?
And the answer might be, yes, yesterday we
did that yesterday.
If we were talking about drinking coffee, you might ask, have you
purchased it?
Well, I'm talking about the word drinking now.
Drinking. Have you drank your coffee yet?
And the answer might be, yes, a few minutes ago,
drank my coffee.
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples been?
Have you eaten apple yet?
Okay. And, let's see. You might answer, yes, they've all been
already been disposed of or eaten up.
Okay. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been